Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The UCT story is not a small one, and a very, very significant development here has been the fact that a professor has taken UCT to court over anti-Israel resolutions. Professor Adam Mendelson filed court papers to overturn the council's decision regarding its stance on the Middle East conflict. So in June, the council had adopted two resolutions which were passed by the Senate. He joins us this morning. Professor Adam Mendelson, a very good morning to you. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks, Howard. Good to chat with you.
Nice to speak to you. So give us the background. What was the evolution of this issue, and where are we today?
So it's really a long story, which has been going back really to 2017, with efforts beginning then to launch a boycott of Israel at UCT. That initial effort was defeated in 2019. And in essence, this is a recurrence of that. It was defeated in the Senate in 2019. This now came to the Senate repeatedly, really dominated the business of the Senate. The Senate is really the academic policy-making body of the university. A number of actually very ugly meetings, Senate meetings dominated by this issue over months after month. Initially, a resolution calling for a full boycott was defeated. And instead, two other resolutions, the ones which we're now dealing with, were passed, again with relatively small numbers of senators voting. A lot of people are exhausted by these issues, don't want to be caught in this very ugly fight, and they then went to council, which effectively acts as the trustees of the university. We were hoping that the council would see these resolutions for what they are, which are both ill-phrased and very problematic. Instead, the university's council passed them and turned them into official positions of the university.
So it's now, what has currently been passed? Where does the university stand at the moment?
So there are two resolutions which are now in the official policy of the university. The first condemns Israel in a variety of different ways, but it then also calls for the rejection of the IRA definition of anti-Semitism. It claims that definition conflates anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. Again, this resolution uses very, very ill-chosen and problematic language. So there's that resolution. And the second resolution calls for a breaking of ties between UCT academics and academics in Israel who have ties with the Israeli military, with the IDF, or the broader military establishment. Again, it's a very poorly phrased, very, very poorly phrased resolution. So the actual impact and implications are unclear. But if interpreted in a straightforward manner, this would mean that potentially UCT academics would be barred from contact with many Israeli academics.
So on what basis can this be challenged? In other words, what rights does the university have to make these types of decisions?
So our challenge is on a number of different grounds. I mean, one is in terms of academic freedom, that this is clearly, it prevents academics at UCT from engaging in academic contacts of their choice with academics in Israel. So there's a broader principle there which this intrudes on. It's important to know that in 2019, when this issue was raised, that there was a decision made then that if there would be a boycott, it would have to be on the institutional level, not on the individual level. This completely abandons that principle. But then I think the other issues which this raises concern the business of council, effectively, as I said, the trustees of the university. Now, they have obligations by parliamentary statute, which requires them to act in the fiduciary interests of the university in a variety of ways. This what their actions do not, that this is all sorts of implications for the university, which we don't think they've necessarily taken into account. Council is expected to act rationally, And for a variety of reasons, again, because of the poor wording, because of the lack of clarity of the implications of the wording, because of the uncertainties about the enforceability of these resolutions, we believe they have not acted rationally. And likewise, we believe that their duties, again, by statute are the governance of the university, and this we believe is outside of their area of responsibility and their area of power as well. So it's really a multi-pronged attack on what they've done, because we believe that they've acted hastily and acted without the due consideration.
What are the chances of success? Obviously, no one can ever know that for sure. But are you reasonably confident that this will be overturned?
Look, it's a very strong application, and we're ironically helped here by the, I think, the sloppiness and haste of council.
Sure.
That they've, the resolutions, for example, include basic errors which came from the Senate resolution, which again you'd expect council to fix, certainly within their power to do so. It all suggests haste and a lack of care, and again there are other elements here which also strengthen our case, including the fact that the chair of council in September of last year signed a contract, an agreement on behalf of the university, a very substantial donation agreement on behalf of the university, which committed UCT to having a zero tolerance attitude towards discrimination of any kind, and includes a phrase in it saying that when it comes to anti-Semitism, that UCT would apply the IRA definition of anti-Semitism.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, same chair of council, then, when the council's deliberating, we don't know, but I suspect did not raise this with council. And if council it did know about this, again, they've acted in such a way to breach a legal contract, which is quite extraordinary. So again, all of this points to the factors which suggest that our case is a strong one.
Talk to us about you. How is it to be a professor at a university that has taken this decision, somebody who's prepared to stand up to the decision, to fight it, and still work and still function in that environment? How's this impacted you?
Good question. So this past week has been university vacation, so the campus is very quiet. So I'd be able to answer your question better perhaps in a few weeks.
We'll
time.
Check in with you next week. Yeah,
but I think that what I have been struck by this so far is the absence of response, and I think that in part what it reflects is that there is a very vocal and small minority on campus who really cares very deeply about this issue, and I think has behaved in often a very exaggerated and I think sometimes reckless way when it comes to this issue. Mm-hmm. But I think that most of my colleagues are not engaged by this. And again, I suspect many of them are disturbed by the implications of these resolutions that the council potentially intruding on academic freedom. And likewise, I have many allies on campus who are, again, who share these concerns and who are very supportive, who played roles in the preparation of this application. So certainly, I'm by no means, my name is on this application, but there are many others who were supportive of it, who contributed to it, who spent time thinking about it. I'm not alone by any means.
That said, the non-Jewish colleagues who might have been fairly neutral in this conflict, have they stood up? Have you seen any vocal support from them? Or is it all more quiet support?
So in truth, both quiet support and very vocal support. And there are supporting affidavits as part of this application, which come from colleagues, both Jewish and non-Jewish. But also, I think more importantly, in these very ugly Senate debates, which stretched for hours and took place over several months, that many of those who spoke out against these resolutions were not Jewish. That, and again, for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
all sorts of reasons, and fearlessly, because again, these are people, some have contact and colleagues in Israel, but many others are operating here out of principle. I'm very worried about the implications of this for UCT. So it's again, you know, it is quite a broad pool of those who are quiet and those who are quite open and willing to stick their necks above the parapet when it comes to this issue.
We don't have a lot of time, but just fairly quickly, what is it like to be a Jewish or Israel-supporting student on the UCT campus right now?
Good question. So and I think outside of you know, IAW, typically in March, the campus is a relatively quiet place to be a Jewish student. The Kaplan Center, which has a kosher cafeteria, is thronged by students, Jewish and non-Jewish, on a regular basis. Jewish students are very openly Jewish on campus, so wearing kippot, etc. And this is something I'm very sensitive to and very watchful of, that if there were any signs that this was spilling into the experience of students, there would be a tremendous amount of pressure on the university to make that stop. But we haven't, fortunately, we haven't seen that, aside from very isolated incidents.
Professor Adam Mendelsohn, thank you for that. We'll, of course, continue to cover the story and follow the progress.